Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Many patients with cancer use complementary medicine. Dr. Sozi Kassab, the Director of Complementary Cancer Services at the Royal London Homeopathic Hospital, describes the first Cochrane review of homeopathy for the adverse effects of cancer treatments.
About one in every three patients with cancer use complementary medicines, including homeopathy, alongside their conventional management. Homeopathy is not a treatment for cancer, but is used to try to help patients cope with their illness and its treatment. There has been fairly little clinical research on homeopathic medicines for patients with cancer. What has been done has focused on the management of side effects of conventional therapies, although in clinical practice homeopathy is used for many other reasons as well. Homeopathic medicines can be used in material doses, but are often diluted to such an extent that there may not be a single molecule of the original substance in the final preparation. Despite the inherent implausibility of effects from these very high dilutions, we included all types of homeopathic medicines in our review, since both high dilutions and material doses are used for patients with cancer. Because of the focus of the existing research, we limited our review to assessing homeopathic medicines for side effects of cancer treatments. We also looked at safety, as some complementary and alternative treatments can interfere with conventional cancer therapies. After our comprehensive literature search and careful assessment of quality, only 8 randomised trials with a total of 664 patients fulfilled our inclusion criteria. 3 studies looked at side effects of radiotherapy. The largest, with 254 participants, found that skin irritation was less in patients using calendula ointment than in those using the topical agent trolamine. This study has a low risk of bias. The other 2 small studies on adverse effects of radiotherapy were also positive but may have been biased. The side effects of chemotherapy were investigated in 3 studies. One study of 32 participants with a low risk of bias found that patients who took a combination of 14 homeopathic medicines called Traumil S had more relief from the mouth sores caused by chemotherapy than those who took placebo. 2 other small studies on adverse effects of chemotherapy did not show positive effects. 2 trials looked at menopausal symptoms due to cancer treatments. They were both of high quality and low risk of bias and did not demonstrate any benefits over placebo. None of the studies in the review reported serious side effects of homeopathic medicines or interactions with conventional treatments. The sum total of the evidence in this area is small. It comes from the experience of less than 700 participants in 8 different studies, and so there is currently no evidence of sufficient quality or quantity to support the effectiveness or ineffectiveness of these interventions. The review does point to some ways forward. The interventions tested in the 2 positive studies with a low risk of bias are worthy of further investigation. In those trials, the homeopathic medicines were used in material doses. Another study of Traumil S is underway, as well as one investigating its safety in patients with head and neck cancer. Further studies of calendula ointment should consider different formulations, since a third of participants in the radiotherapy trial reported that it was difficult to apply. We also need to see more research that captures what happens in clinical practice.
You can read Sozi's review, including the information on the types of homeopathy that have been studied, at www.cochrane.org.